The Northwestern Wildcats football program used to be thought of as lovable losers. They pull off the occasional upset, but a Big Ten title was the stuff of dreams. But NU ripped off 10 wins last year and beat Kentucky in the Music City Bowl. And this year, the Cats overcame a 1-4 start, including a loss at home against Akron, to win the Big Ten West and eventually play Ohio State in the conference title game in Indianapolis. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect for more information at WWIB.com. Northwestern's heading to the Holiday Bowl against Utah on New Year's Eve, December 31st in San Diego. And 5'6", 180-pound senior running back Chad Hanaoka from Hawaii with the Wildcats is with me on Sports and Commentary. So like I said, Chad, you guys, 1-4 start. You wind up in the Big Ten title game. Give us your perspective, will you, on this incredible season for the Wildcats that still's got one game to go.
Yeah, it's been a spectacular season, and I couldn't have ever imagined it unfolding the way that it did. But I think this team was just really resilient. We went through a lot of adversity early on in the season with injuries and medical retirements. And obviously, as you mentioned, the season didn't start the way we wanted to, but we stuck together, even when people outside of our locker room didn't believe. We stuck together, and we knew that we had what it took to accomplish all of the goals that we wanted to this season. And so, to see the way things unfolded in Big Ten play and to play in the Big Ten Championship was just an incredible experience and something that we hope moving forward, especially as a senior kind of leaving the team after this next bowl game, that this is the new standard, is playing in the Big Ten Championship every single year. So, really excited for the guys coming back. It's been a season that I'll never forget.
Seems to me, Chad, like, 31-17 win over Wisconsin for you guys at home October 27th was sort of the defining moment for the club, pretty much ending the Badgers' hopes for another West title. Was that the moment of truth, do you think, for your club, or was it another time?
Yeah, I would agree that was a big game. But I think for me, just looking back at the season, I think the fourth quarter and then in overtime against Nebraska was a huge turning point for us. We were down two possessions, with like 5 minutes left or whatever it was. And then at one point we had, I think, 2 minutes left and 99 yards to drive to score, tie the game and take it into overtime. And, we ended up doing that and winning the game in overtime. And I think just, going into the game, we knew that, and for those who follow Nebraska football the rest of the season, they, are looking really promising. And we knew going into the game that they're going to be a good team despite their record. And so to be able to come out of that game with a win and to do it in the way that we did, kind of a reflection of the resiliency that was in that locker room, that was just, I think, a small glimpse of what we were going to see moving forward. And, obviously, like games like Rutgers, where we had a lot of young guys step up, and Wisconsin, who, has been a team that has dominated the West for the past several years, to be able to beat them and then go to Iowa City in Minnesota, it was an incredible journey. We owe so much to the leaders on this team, the seniors, the captains. It's been an incredible, incredible journey.
Yeah, and in that Iowa game, you had sort of your own defining moment. You ran for, 13-14 yards on a 3rd and 9 late. Game-winning drive, you got to get a first down to keep it alive. You did that. Tell me about that call.
Yeah, I mean, I can't take any credit for that. I mean, first, like, praise God for that. But secondly, it was a huge hole. I think anybody who got the ball there could have taken it 14 yards like I did. It was just a great scheme, great timing with the play. And honestly, when I saw the signal, I had to take a – I, like, did a double take to make sure I was seeing the signal correctly that I was getting the ball on 3rd and 9. It was pretty cool. It was a surreal moment to kind of experience that. The silencing of the crowd when, you know, it was obviously really rowdy in Iowa City. It was cool. And to walk out of there with a win with that team was really special. And to clinch the West. I mean, that was one of our goals since January. So it was a great moment.
Yeah, so you seal the deal with that victory. You're going to go to the Big Ten championship game. Ohio State in Indianapolis. Tell me what that week was like for you.
Yeah, I think it was just a big week for our university. I feel like especially in athletics, Northwestern being such a small university and being so academically prestigious, we tend to be counted out in the athletic realm. And so to be on the grandest stage in Indianapolis playing Ohio State, I think it was just a huge week and a huge game for not only the athletic community, but our university as a whole and our alumni. And it was just so cool to see everybody from, you know, the Wildcat country just showing out in Indianapolis and to have everyone there cheering us on. It was really, really special. And we kind of saw a glimpse, or we knew what it was going to be like because we saw a glimpse of it a couple years back when the Northwestern basketball team made it to the NCAA tournament for the first time. And it was just so cool just to see all the alumni, former players all come back together to support us, but also to reconnect over this game that we love to play.
And you, Wildcats senior running back Chad Hanaoka from Hawaii, a senior on the club, and still one game to play against Utah, the Holiday Bowl out in San Diego, December 31st. I think we'll talk about that next time and along the trail visit about your personal relationship with Jesus and how that came to be, Chad. So thanks for coming by today, for taking the time. We'll talk soon. God bless you.
Sounds good. Thanks. Same to you.